KQED.
Now, in the climate Brian Levin just outlined, it can be hard to laugh. But there were a chain of cultural festivals in Muslim communities that brought the funny, as KQED's Farida Jabalo Romero tells us.
Families pushed strollers and browsed at a bazaar of tents at the 5th annual Halal Fest in the city of Fremont. One of the highlights this year was comic Ahmed Ahmed, who performs throughout the U.S. Tonight, he jokes about being stopped frequently at airports and being thrown in the brown room at LAX.
There was a white guy with a tan in the brown room. Swear to God, I walked by him. I was like, are you even supposed to be in here? He was like, I don't know, man. I was in the sun for too long.
Ahmed says one of his goals as a comedian is to humanize Muslims while making people of all backgrounds laugh.
Cultural diversity is the best, you know. If you don't have cultural diversity and cross-cultural understandings and handshakes, then we live in a very divided world.
Comedian Rami Youssef says he's often the only Muslim in the bars and venues where he does stand-up. It's part of his gig to dispel stereotypes.
A lot of people think Muslims don't laugh. A lot of people think that they are not willing to, you know, take a joke. And you know, for some, it's going to be true. But for the most part, I think we're a group of people that, like, really do love to laugh. It's a big part of the culture.
Zainab Burney couldn't agree more. She came from San Ramon with her 3 kids and husband to see the comedy show.
It helps lighten the mood and bring everybody together as a community. And if you can't laugh, you can't enjoy life, especially during tumultuous times.
Instead of worrying about the news, Bernie can't stop laughing on this warm summer night. For the California Report, I'm Farida Jabala Romero in Fremont.